plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.
Welcome to a very special catch-up. There was only one thing Brisbane wanted to talk about this morning, Robin Bailey.
Oh, yeah, the Australian cricket team and what we should do with them over the sandpaper gate scandal, as it's been called. Can I ask a question about Jeff Tomo, who's lovely and has rung into the show a couple of times, told us some funny jokes. He's a really nice fella. Mm. He didn't get paid anything when he played, did he?
Didn't get paid enough. And, you know, when they hit the pay dirt of World Series cricket in the late 70s, he said no the first time, so he got on board late. Did you think he sounded...
Well, no, but the couple of times we've talked cricket, he gets really agitated about how badly they behave based on the money they get paid. And I was thinking, well, way back in the day when you just did it because you loved it and the honour of wearing the baggy green was enough.
So true. They used to get half a dozen packets of B&H ciggies, I think. That was about it.
Okay, fair enough.
I've been to sportsman's nights with Tomo and he talks about getting paid by the day and how sometimes they'd... take it easy on the fourth day so it went into a fifth day.
Oh, God, yeah.
Then they could mop them up by lunchtime and get on the booze.
But no wonder he's angry.
Well, yeah, no, he's angry because as a former Australian cricketer, he expected the same way that he left the game in a better way than when he joined it. He wants every cricketer to leave that legacy for young kids and he can see they've really let us down.
Well, you'll hear what Tomo has to say. We got your say. The question was, should the Australian leadership squad be sacked?
They don't own the team. Remember that. They do not own the team, this current bunch. We can get rid of them at any stage and we're going to.
Courier Mail's Crash Craddock weighed in and the PM, Rich Uncle Mal, had an opinion as well. That's all on the catch. Up, enjoy it.
A weekend of shame, and we've all had to wear it. Mm. And
Cameron
now the
Bancroft
South Africans,
was his girl. Well, has he got a girlfriend, Cam Bancroft? Like, did he have to go back to the hotel room and explain what had happened to his old fella? Sandpaper. Have you ever sandpapered your old fella?
Mm. What's his first name?
Cam.
Cameron.
Oh, you're looking at his girlfriend.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to check.
He's only 25, so. He's only 25. He put his hand up to help them cheat, so he's bad. Smith's bad. Warner's probably
Cameron
bad.
Cameron Bancroft is a man who has been holding on to his position by his fingernails and so trying to ingratiate himself to the team.
Good call.
Now, can I ask you this, Marto? If you sandpaper one side of your old fella, does it swing?
Mm.
Do you get a bit of swing on it?
You get reverse swing late. Late reverse swing.
There is outrage amongst the nation after 6 o'clock. Legendary paceman Jeff Thompson, he's going to have his say, Marto. We're going to give you your say on 133.53 after 7 o'clock. A lot of talk. The whole leadership group should be sacked. They have been, well, they've stood down. They're still playing the game, but should they be sacked?
What about our mate Boof?
Big Breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
Right now we have the FOAT, the fastest of all time, one of my favourite cricketers, Jeff Thompson. Morning, Tomo.
Righto, how you going?
Yeah, mate. Well, what do you reckon, mate?
Well, it's embarrassing. That's all I say. I sat here with my boys on my boys at his three last night and they just said, Dad, this is a joke. The trouble is they get a lot of money, Marto, as you know. They get a lot of money. They're like, I know you played that song, Then Boys Will Be Boys, but they are boys. They're like spoiled brats. If it doesn't go their way, they can't cop it.
Now, Tomo, this isn't a new thing, though, is it? It's been going since Adam was a boy.
Yeah, he wants to meet you properly. Moon Man, this is Tomo.
Moon Man.
No, I haven't met him. No, that's right. Yeah. Now, what were you saying?
This is not new. It's been going on since Adam was a boy and, button-up boots. Like, don't tell me that it wasn't happening in teams that you were part of.
Mate, I can't remember ever pulling this. I'm serious, Maybe we were dumb in our day. We didn't get paid as much and maybe we just went out and played, but... the game meant everything, and that's what it should do to these blokes. They seem to get, like I said, they seem to get a lot of money, but they've forgotten what the game's all about, about playing fair and square. I mean, it's like I've said before, look at the tennis players, they all carry on like idiots, and everything else, the more money they get, the stupider they get.
Tomo, you did this long enough, mate. I got a ball here in the studio with Robin and I was explaining it to her and there'd be a lot of people listening don't understand why there's one person who is in charge of ball maintenance. That used to be Dave Warner. You've got to have one side shiny and you're trying to rough up the other side. Can you explain to everyone what the business is that they're doing now, like picking at seams and trying to rough up that side with sandpaper?
Oh, mate, I don't really know because I don't know what they're coming at. The game hasn't changed, mate. The ball used to go, we used to call it reverse and we just call it Irish and do the wrong thing, and they'll probably upset the Irish people around town, but they'll be having a go at us next about being cheats. But you just try to make one side uneven so it makes the ball move, you know what I mean, no matter what you do. Obviously, this ball was not a good ball. It wasn't doing what they were trying to do. So, I mean, but how do you have a team meeting at lunchtime? I mean, what is it? Einstein's meeting of idiots or something rather. But what about the next one I say, what about the guys with all the money, like Warner and Buddy Smith, and yet they give the sandpaper to the new bloke on the block, the kids cut his throat. Hey, not bad.
So, Tomo, who do you think should be sacked? Do you think anyone or everyone?
A lot of them. Whatever the management meeting mob is. And I don't mean for one game, Robin. I mean see you later, because everybody that's played for Australia, not only cricket, I reckon the other sports are going to cop this too, the backlash of this.
They're going to
stay with
you.
Well, we've
fair
lost.
Fair enough, Tomo. Thank you.
Tomo, we can't pick you up, mate. Thanks, mate. I think we wrapped it up. Steve Smith's gone. I just want to point out one thing. Former Australian captain Michael Clarke, who, by the way, has said, I might be available if you want me to come into the Australian team. He hasn't been captain for 3 years now. Hasn't played for the Australian.
Is he still playing cricket?
No.
Hasn't he got bad hair and just does commentary?
A bad back and just does commentary. And I've been critical of his commentary in the past. But yesterday on the Channel 9 sports show, whatever that's called, Wild Water Sports, around lunchtime.
Sunday Sports.
Sunday Sports, one of those. He hopped on. And for the first time, I think I admired some of his commentary, because they got him to go through the footage of, you know, when Boof Lehman was up in the box, radioed down to Peter Hanscom, the 12th man, and then Hanscom ran onto the field and spoke to Bancroft, who had the sandpaper in the pocket, and then put it... Anyway, I'll let Michael Clarke... This is his finest moment of commentary.
He goes onto the field to tell Cameron Bancroft, you've been caught. And Bancroft then goes, oh, my God, the umpires are going to find out here. I've got to hide this. Takes it out of his pocket and puts it down his pants.
Now, I've got to say, Michael Clarke, when people say, name five popular Australian cricket captains, is never in that top five.
No.
And I just thought he took a little bit too much delight and fever about the whole thing yesterday. I thought there was something a little bit smelly about Pup's reaction, to tell you the truth.
That's what do you mean? That he wants something out of it, or he's trying to make himself look better?
Yeah, that he's not happy with Steve Smith's popularity.
Steve Smith's taken over, and Steve Smith's like Donald Bradman.
Okay.
And Michael Clark's going, no. But I just wanted to point out, he just knew a fair bit about blokes putting things down the front of their pants. A bit too much. Too much. There's a lot of different opinions on it all, and Crash Craddock's got one of the best from the Courier Mail. Hey, Crash.
Hi, Marta. Yes, I can hear your anger in the voice, and I feel exactly the same way.
You woke up to it yesterday. Well, you would have watched it live on Saturday night. Where do we sit at the moment?
Well, we sit with Stephen Smith suspended for the last test in Johannesburg, and I believe his captaincy career over. And it does reach a point. You might say the public aren't the national selectors, but when you have a survey on News Corp and ask 30,000 people whether Steve Smith should be sacked, and 91% says yes, they can't afford to go back to him.
And this is the end of a dream for a young man who has been over the summer compared to Bradman. He couldn't typify Australian cricket and its sense of nation more. Do you think he's been talked into this by somebody else in that room?
Absolutely not. It was his decision. He was the captain. And do you know what? I've got to say this. I was stunned in a four-man leadership group that there wasn't one voice saying, no, 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 boys, boys, no, don't even think about it. Normally there's that one rational voice, and there was nothing came forward. What's David Warner doing as vice captain?
Yes.
I understand he was up That's to his question. Ears in it as well, so he will cop some sort of sanction. And this, of course, kills his chance of ever being an Australian test captain. But zero sympathy, full responsibility to the Australians. They must pay the penalty for this, and the penalty will be lasting for life. Smith will be remembered for this for the rest of his days. And yes, you're right, it's sad.
So who should go home then? You're talking Steve Smith. Should the coach go home? Should Bancroft go home?
Like the leadership group?
The whole leadership group? Like who in this team?
The worry about this is there are some members of the leadership group more culpable than others. Now, I understand there's a couple of tall, fast bowlers, and you can all work out who they are, who were in the leadership group and said, hang on a minute, how am I tarnished with this? I had nothing to do with it. That's another battle Steve Smith is confronting. And I watched the body language. It was as cold as ice last night on the field of guys like Mitchell Starc thinking, hang on a minute, that's your decision. I didn't know much about it.
So when we're talking about the four that sit down in the room, we're talking Steve Smith, Dave Warner, and who are the other two, Crash?
Well, there's Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazlewood are in the leadership group, and Nathan Lyon's a bit of a floater. Like, sometimes he enters meetings and sometimes he doesn't.
Nice one, Crash. And I see you also wrote in your article, every day in the Courier Mail, but you wrote there's already kids screwing up their posters off the wall. I love it, Crash.
Absolutely.
Good one, Crash.
Thank you.
I think Robin Bailey asked the question all of Brisbane's asking this morning.
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
That the whole leadership team should be sacked.
Now, you're going to include coaches in that, Darren Lehman and the bowling coach David Saker?
You've got to, mate. You don't.
If
I mean, look, I'm not a massive cricket person, and my partner Sean has been absolutely devastated in the last 24 hours, like genuinely upset
and
because
embarrassed.
He is a cricket tragic and he loves the game. But surely, if you want to put a stamp on the fact and you say that we are showing strong leadership, then they have to get rid of the people responsible.
I feel for Steve Smith because I reckon that he probably doesn't have the strength of personality which you need
to
as
shut
a
down Dave
Australian
Warner.
Captain to shut down Dave Warner. I reckon that Dave Warner's probably behind it. It was his idea because he's obviously emotionally involved with the South African Test series so thus far. I feel like I want to throw.
How far
Steve
do you
Smith
go? Is that the question we're asking? How many do you sack and for how long?
Top of 30 and partly cloudy in Brisbane today.
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
Sandpaper Gate. Isn't that what they're calling it? The Aussie cricket team in disarray over the tampering of the ball. We want to know, should the whole leadership team be sacked? Gavin of Clayfield, what do you reckon?
I'm just saying that if you're a swimmer and you get caught taking drugs, you get banned. These guys have cheated. They should be gone for a minimum of at least a year to 2 years. They should, whoever was in it should be gone and should never have the opportunity to wear the baggy green again. It's just put the game into total disarray.
But you said 1 year. Why can't they come back and play for Australia after a year? If, let's say, they do 1,000 hours of coaching with kids, 1,000 hours.
Yeah, but how are you going to teach people that enough's enough? You keep taking if they cheat once, they're going to cheat again. I'm sorry, I just think they've just got to go. They've got to be
in the sand.
Okay, thank you, Gavin. It'd stop people cheating in the future. Megan of Brackenridge, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon the same thing. I actually think the whole leadership team needs to go be banned for life. They're professional athletes. This is their job. If you cheated in your job, you'd get sacked. So I'm banned for life.
Megan, there's obviously a lot of emotion around this morning, and our reaction on the phone just here has been huge. Are you a cricket fan, or are you just feeling this is an Aussie?
No, I am a cricket fan, and my son is as well. And I can't go along to the cricket again with my son with those people in the team and say, oh, look, there's the guy that cheated.
Righto. Yeah.
How old is your son, Megan?
He's 11.
They would have had trophy day over the weekend. Didn't they have their last games on the weekend?
Yeah, they did, yep.
All right,
yeah,
how do you does he ask you any of this stuff? Mum, what's going on? What were they doing? Because they don't rough up the ball.
He went away and did some research on his iPod and he came back and told me a bit more than, you know, I already knew about it. But anyway, and he was a bit mystified as to why they would do it.
Megan, can I throw one up? I said about 1,000 hours of coaching. I'm serious about that. They had to change them as a human being if they went and remembered who they were. What about $1 million fine and 1,000 hours?
I actually wouldn't want them near my child.
Right, good.
I wouldn't want their opinions and what they've done anywhere near my child.
Well
can,
done.
Can they ever be redeemed in your eyes, Megan?
I don't think so because they knew what they were doing was wrong and yet they did it anyway. And, you know, if you've got to resort to that just to win, then there's something wrong with your whole psyche about it.
Good one. Culture problem. Yep.
Fair point. Do we want to be known as cheaters or do we want to be known as losers?
As good sportsmen.
Kelvin of 8 Mile Plains, what do you reckon?
Same scenario. As far as I'm concerned, any cheats in any sport are being banned for 2 years with the drugs and everything. Well, same deal with the cricket. Minimum 2 years and taken off any sort of register so they can't go play with the IPS or anything.
Kelvin, well, it sounds like, if anyone doesn't know, Steve Smith's already been struck off his $2.2 million contract with IPL over in India, so he's losing that as well. Kelv, can I just see, Is it Steve Smith? Go through the list. Is it Steve Smith? Is it Dave Warner? How far do you want this ban to go?
Anybody that's caught doing the cheating. And if the leadership group, including the coach,
yeah,
because just by the vision that's been shown on TV, the coach got on the radio and got the message down there pretty quick, get rid of him too. They're all just as bad as one another. If they're going to cheat, they're just going to keep doing it. Wipe them out of the game totally.
Okay.
Kelvin, I've got to say, I feel desperately for Steve Smith this morning. I mean, he has been compared to Bradman. He was a great captain.
He's wonderful.
And now this is the stain on his career.
Do you feel sorry for him? Genuinely, you feel sorry for him right now?
I feel terribly for him.
He seems naive.
His life has come crashing down. This is the pinnacle of any boy dreaming to play for Australia. He was a great captain. He's had a great couple of years. And now it's over for him.
All right, you are outraged by this, Brisbane. 100% of callers saying that the whole leadership group should be banned. Mostly, you are saying for life, and you're all saying it's Darren Lehman, Steve Smith, Dave Warner.
Does this mean Michael Clarke and Shane Watson will come back into the Australian team?
Fingers crossed.
Is it that bad that we need that
Brisbane's Triple M?
Aussie cheating scandal at cricket. It's been compared to the underarm incident where Greg Chaplin told his brother Trevor to finish off the game with an underarm delivery. That was within the rules of the game. That was twisting. That was doing something that shouldn't have been done, but that was not cheating. This has been cheating. They have tampering with the ball deliberately after planning the attack at lunchtime.
We've been talking about it all morning. Mm. Tim Payne, who, 6 months ago couldn't even get a wicket keeper.
He was reserve wicket keeper Victoria. He's now captain of our country's cricket team.
Well,
we've got to say congratulations to Tim Payne.
Tim. Yeah, well
we
done,
always
Tim
knew
Payne.
That Tim was probably going to be captain of Australia, and we've just moved this decision forward a lot more quickly.
We're just jumping on that bandwagon. But he's put out a press release and he's described the last 24 hours as horrible. He said the fallout was starting to impact on Smith and Bancroft. He said they're not great. There's no doubt about it. It's been a horrible 24 hours. They're struggling. I think probably the reality and enormity of what's happened is starting to sink in.
They're struggling. That's the interesting one. I worry about Steve Smith's mental condition after this is occurring.
Hmm. Because there's only one thing that Steve Smith ever wanted to do, and that is captain Australia. Hmm. And I think that
he's not like a Warney, is he?
No, he's not. Because Warney had darts and birds and booze, and Steve Smith doesn't.
Liz Hurley.
All he's got is cricket.
Well, you've heard about Steve Smith in the middle of the night. His girlfriend, the reason he's with her, is she gets up to throw balls down to him, like as in cricket balls in the hallway.
So did they just not think this through?
No. Well, no. Like, why wouldn't you? You know, first of all, the integrity of your team. Secondly, you know, endorsements.
They're
the
going to lose everything.
Of yourself. Mm. He's going to lose everything.
Lost
he's going to lose the captaincy of Australia. He won't come back from this.
Well, I'll tell you what, the thoughts from people outside the team have been pretty heated, and it started early this morning. We gave Jeff Thompson a ring, and he was red hot.
It's embarrassing. They're like spoiled brats. If it doesn't go their way, they can't cop it. Mate, I can't remember ever pulling this. I'm serious, you know. Maybe we were dumb in our day. We didn't get paid as much, and maybe we just went out and played. But the game meant everything, and that's what it should do to these blokes. They seem to get a lot of money, but they've forgotten what the game's all about. It's like I've said before. Look at the tennis players. They all carry on like idiots. And everything else, the more money they get, the stupider they get. Obviously, this ball was not a good ball. It wasn't doing what they were trying to do. But how do you have a team meeting at lunchtime? I mean, what is it? Einstein's meeting of idiots. The next one I say, what about the guys with all the money, like Warner and Buddy Smith? They give the sandpaper to the new bloke on the block. The kids cut his throat. Hey, not bad.
So, Tomo, who do you think should be sacked?
A lot of them. And I don't mean for one game, Robin. I mean see you later, because everybody that's played for Australia, cricket, not only cricket, I reckon the other sports are going to cop this too, the backlash of this.
That's what former Aussie quick Jeff Thompson had to say.
And then we opened up a can of worms just after seven and gave you guys a chance to talk about who should be sacked, and you said this.
These guys have cheated. They should be gone for a minimum of at least a year to 2 years and should never have the opportunity to wear the baggy green again.
Yeah, I reckon the same thing. I actually think their whole leadership team needs to go be banned for life. They're professional athletes. This is their job. If you cheated in your job, you'd get sacked.
Same scenario. any cheats in any sports are being banned for 2 years with the drugs and everything. Same deal with the cricket. Minimum 2 years and taken off any sort of register so they can't go play with the IPS or anything. And the coach got on the radio and got the message down there pretty quick. They're all just as bad as one another. If they're going to cheat, they're just going to keep doing it.
And 100% of those callers, Marto, said that the whole leadership squad should be sacked.
Yep, and a Prime Minister who we didn't even think really cared about cricket even weighed in on it because he was asked while he was inspecting the bushfire damage at Tathra yesterday. He's decided to have a red-hot go.
This is a shocking disappointment, and it's wrong, and I look forward to Cricket Australia taking decisive action soon.
Well, we have a caller, and it is Mal from Point Piper. Good morning.
Is that Rich Uncle
Good
Mal?
Morning to you, Robert. Good morning to you, Marta, and to you, the Moon Man. Welcome back, Brendo. I want to say to all the people listening to Triple M in Brisbane this morning, I'm shocked. I'm disappointed, like I said there at Tathra. I think it's beyond belief, but I am stoked. My 29th bad news poll comes out tomorrow, and this has buried it. I mean, I've spoken to David Peaver. I said, can we have the inquiry? Can we have a kangaroo court, James Sutherland? I said, let's stretch this out so it reaches the 30th news poll and just keeps going on and on. But I want to shed some new light on the case. And that is, on New Year's Day, I had the Australian cricket team up at Kirribilli. So I've met them. They're known to me personally, Marto. And Cameron Bancroft was bowling to some children there. I mean, he wasn't bowling, he was fielding. Yes. And there was a 12-year-old who'd put on about 17 runs, and I think that Bancroft interfered with the ball that day too.
Yes.
When he was playing with the kids. So there's no end to their competitiveness.
No.
He had a screwdriver down his pants and he was just picking at the seam. Yeah. Isn't it unbelievable? They almost didn't expect there to be cameras there.
No.
They're like, oh, surprise, surprise. Yeah, there's a close-up of you putting something down your pants, you weirdo.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm furious, but
yes,
stoked.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. 29 in a row.
Big breakfast on Triple M.
Plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.